Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Manon, how are you?
Good, thanks, Rachel. Yeah, how are you?
Good. We were all just talking about how nice the weekend was, just to enjoy the sun, get a few jobs done, go for some walks, have a chill vibe. It's a good time.
Yeah, spring clean, all that.
Definitely did a bit of reading on the weekend as well, which is a neat little segue into what we're talking about this morning. What book have you brought us?
So it's Naming the Beasts by Elizabeth Morton. She is an Auckland-based poet, and this is her third collection. It's published by Otago University Press, and to some acclaim, it's been shortlisted for the Kathleen Grattan Poetry Award and longlisted for the National Poetry Book Award as well. That was, last year, but... I would say it's like a very mucky, gnarly, uneasy kind of book of poems.
Cool.
Definitely kind of an NZ Gothic. But it's a, it's done with so much care and love, and the language is just so rich and delicious and intense. Like, it's clearly the work of someone who... is obsessed with words and the way they sound and look as much as the way they mean. And there are moments in it where I was just kind of like, am I reading English? Like, and I had to kind of go back and be like, yep, that's English.
That is, yes.
Yeah, I love when poetry makes language so strange and
totally
new like that.
I think for people who don't read a lot of poetry, poetry can often be synonymous with, like, you know, wandered lonely as a cloud, floaty lovely stuff. But the grotty, mucky, gothic stuff is really something that, you know, New Zealand does excel at. And the sort of sense of humour and strangeness, as you're saying as well, that's always where I think we have some really exciting writers. This sounds like a really cool collection.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's adding to that kind of like anti-pastoral, post-pastoral sort of thing, like Rebecca Hawke's Meat Lovers, and really reminded me of that. But I think what I really love most about it is like the extent to which these kind of normally really separate vocabularies like botany and anatomy and agriculture and pharmaceuticals just kind of all overlap and become like this real murky experience. You've got like green hills and trees and flowers, but then there's like references to rotting carcasses and shooting rabbits, and there's this line where she talks about like a marmalade where jelly and pith cling to the shrunken sockets of bone, and it's gnarly, but it's so beautiful. Like this other line where she says, "My father peels back honeysuckle from the soft brains of hydrangea," and it's just so like such a visceral,
totally
sensory kind of collection. But there's also this real awareness of the wider world as well, and like, you know, she kind of weaves in these news headlines about like mass shootings and wars and bushfires, and you kind of also have references to like mental illness and pathology and clinics and nurses and stuff, but the pathology isn't really one that's named as such, but just kind of courses through the book in this quite uneasy, raw, visceral way. There's this kind of constant awareness of the edges and limits of things, and I'd say it's a collection that's really grappling with the violence and unruliness of a body and of the world beyond it. In a mind,
It sounds gorgeous, and you were telling us as well that she's going to be reading at the shop soon, is that right? Or performing as part of a collection of poets? What's going on there?
Yeah, so this Friday at Time Out, upstairs at the shop, we're having an event for National Poetry Day.
Yay!
So there's going to be a reading, of course. Six very special poets, and Elizabeth, one of them. And it's going to be, there's going to be a kind of exclusive little zine that Chris from Compound Press has put together for us.
Oh, how awesome.
Super special, yeah. And there'll be wine. And it's the first time in a few years we've been able to do the National Poetry Day thing. So, yeah, super exciting.
That will be special. Who else is going to be there? So Elizabeth Morton will be
Elizabeth
there.
Morton.
Who else have you got on the lineup?
Okay, so there's me. and then there is Roman Sigley, Selena Rashadi, Anisha Sankar, and oh my gosh, Chris Holdaway from Compound Press. I was like, I'm sure I'm missing someone.
Very good.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Do people need to RSVP or anything, or do they just head along? What's the deal with that?
Just head along. I think we don't have a huge capacity up there, so get there early-ish, starting from 7.
Fab.
And there's a $5 koha.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll see you on Friday for National Poetry Day. Thank you for bringing us Naming the Beasts by Elizabeth Morton. Sounds like a beautiful book.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. I'll see you there.
That was Loose Reads.